Okay, we welcome you back to Racing HQ here on a Friday. We're racing today at Scone and at Canberra. Today's Ipswich program in Queensland is off. They've had torrential rainfall in central Queensland and that has arrived down at Ipswich. So Ipswich is off today and we're looking forward to covering Scone and Canberra with our late mail service. Let's have a look at the Scone scratchings. Fine and a good four. The rail is at 3 metres. Races 1 to 5 are clear for Scone. Race 6, take out the two emergencies, 15 and 16. Son of Daddy and Mine with Lime, 15 and 16 out of race 6. Race 7 is clear and Scone race 8. Number 1, Gunboat Billy, 9, Holly Cleopatra, 11, Feature and 14, Bamboo. 1, 9, 11 and 14. Scone, fine and a good 4 for racing this afternoon. Now for Canberra in the ACT, they've also got some fine weather there. Tracks are good 4. Penetrometer 3.83 and the weather is fine. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, number 2, Calvados, number 2. Race 4, number 7, Jungle, 8, Vaguasia, 10, Admission, and the emergency number 18, Diamond Rush, 7, 8, 10, and 18. Race 5, number 9, Ostentatious, number 9. Canberra Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 5, Man of Melody, 14, Swivette, 16, Common K, and 20, Spooky Warrior, 5, 14, 16, and 20. And race 8, number 8, Reason to Believe, number 8. Good 4, weather fine for Canberra, Robbie Brewer and Adrian Late, not riding at the program. In race 1, the rider for number 1 is Kevin Sweeney, and number 5 is Jay Ford. Race 2, number 3 is Sally Sweeney, claiming 4. Then go to race 4, the rider for number 2 is John Kissick, number 15, Michael Travers, and number 17, Sean Geimer. In race 6, number 8 is Sean Geimer. Race 7, number 8 is Kevin Sweeney. Number 17, Sean Geimer. And number 19, James Innes Jr. And in race 8, the rider for number 14 is Richard Bensley. So a good 4 for Canberra racing this afternoon. Both of those meetings relatively late starts. Afternoon program in Victoria is at Hamilton. It's fine and a good 4, penetrometer 5.18. Race 1, take out 5, My Friend Stan, number 5. Race 2, number 3, Gold Ensign and 10, La Mica, 3 and 10. Race 3, number 10, Ready Street, number 10. Race 4, 2, Morbi and 8, Perfect Rush, 2 and 8. Race 5, the emergency, number 13, Instant Convert. Race 6 at Hamilton, number 9, Happy Valentine, number 9. Race 7, 6, Rapid Fire Miss, and 8, Katie's Princess, 6 and 8 out of the 7th. And in race 8, number 7, Emerald Jim is out, number 7. So we've got 11 scratchings for Hamilton. It's fine and a good 4. Penetrometer 5.18. The rail is out 3 metres from the 800 to the 400. And repeating this afternoon's program at Ipswich has been abandoned. They had a further 30 millimetres of rain overnight and another 20 on top of that since 6 o'clock this morning. So it has been torrential and due to continuing heavy rain and further rainfall forecast through the day, Ipswich has been abandoned today. So that brings you right up to date with all of the scratchings for today's feature programs. Looking forward to looking at tomorrow's program during our show this morning with Moonee Valley tomorrow, the Group 2 Australia Stakes being the feature there. And we can tell you that Richie's Vibe came out yesterday morning at about 11 o'clock that Dissident is the dominating favourite in that race. We're looking forward to that. All right, so that's the story with the Australia Stakes coming up tomorrow. At Moonee Valley. We'll try and get an updated track report. Here we go. Moonee Valley. It's a soft 5, penetrometer 4.79, and the rail is true. So it's a soft five at Moonee Valley for the Australia Stakes tomorrow. Penetrometer 4.79. The rail, true. We last raced at Moonee Valley on January 3. So that's the story there for Moonee Valley tomorrow. And the only scratching at this stage in the feature, the Australia Stakes, is Richie's Vibe. We're going to take a short break and then we'll get into the key interviews for today's racing.
The autumn carnivals are closing in and Sky Sports Radio has it covered. On-track information, betting moves and the best race calls in town. The two-year-olds charge into the Blue Diamond in Melbourne and racing celebrates Australia Day at Canterbury. Stay with your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
A massive jackpot has landed. This Saturday, there's a $50,000 quaddy jackpot at Royal Randwick. That's a massive $50,000 up for grabs. Plus, Saturday night, there's a huge $10,000 first four jackpot on the first race at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. These of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley.
Peter and Paul Snowden have a couple of decent chances tomorrow at Randwick. Paul's online this morning. How are you, Paul?
Andrew, how are you?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to this tomorrow. The Carrington Stakes, it's a different sort of Carrington, isn't it, getting to 1,400 metres this year?
Yeah, it is. There's probably a couple of new faces in it. What the regular customers have the last few weeks been the sprinting trip, but up to 1,400. Hopefully it'll suit our bloke.
Have you always had the race in mind stepping up in trip to this?
Yeah, look, once you get him fit, this bloke, he's as you've seen at Gosford, he's really hard to run down and get past. And
yeah.
I thought he ran tremendous, just going down narrowly to Buller Muscle, which is probably one of the most exciting sprinters in Sydney at the moment. And there's no doubt he hasn't gone backwards. And I think up to 1,400, certainly gives him a chance to relax, and that's exactly what he's doing at the moment, which is the best part of his racing.
Well, in the past, mate, he's won 2 from 3 at 1,400, so it does tell us that the horse can cope with it really well.
Yeah, and look, as I said, he's rock hard fit, and albeit though the weather does determine whether he takes his place tomorrow. Obviously, he's no good on a softish kind of track, so we're going to have to wait and see.
All right, we're about to get a report from Navesh out there just to see what's going on. But the way you certainly, if the track's okay, you'll run, and it sounds like he's just trained on beautifully.
Yeah, he's that type of horse. He loves being in the stable environment, and his work since Gosford has been second to none, so he's well and truly on target for the moment.
Two runs ago, Canterbury Classic, you had a wide barrier and went forward. Is that sort of horse, given where you've drawn tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll slowly work forward. That's generally his pattern in his races. So the wide alley doesn't concern him. He'll be in the first two. And as I said, he gets a little couple of cheap sectionals. He can have a good kick at the end.
Righto, the other one tomorrow's back in race two. Choice we had. Look, it overcome missing the start in pretty good order the other day at Rose Hill.
Yeah, his last two runs, he hasn't had a lot of luck. Hopefully we can just get a trouble-free run tomorrow. He seems to map well. He should just get a nice run behind the speed tomorrow. Hopefully he begins well and gives himself an opportunity to win.
Yeah, for sure. You've drawn just the ideal barrier, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get too far back. He hasn't got a massive turn of foot on him, but he just needs to, when he does start to make his move, he needs to keep in rhythm, keep rolling, and doesn't need to get held up. Once he breaks his stride, he seems to take all day to pick up again. But I think he run very well.
I had a chat with your dad last week about Snippetsland. I think it had barrier trialled. It gets into this last race tomorrow. Gee, it's just a consistent horse, Paul.
Yeah, he is. He's also in at Wyong on Sunday, so we'll sit down today and figure out sort of where the best option is for the horse. But look, he trialled very well the other day, but he's a fit horse. It was just a trial because we wanted to take him to the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago, and he drew the car park, so we decided to stay home. It was just instead of a gallop type of thing, just give him a bowl around on the grass and blow a few cobwebs, but he's in very good order.
All right, we'll wait and see which way you go there. He's drawn awkward tomorrow. Where is he at Wyong? Where have you drawn there?
Yeah, about similar. Okay. couple in from tomorrow. So just got to weigh up and see where the easiest option is for the horse to get a return for his owners.
Yep, no, I understand. Tomorrow after the fourth race, we'll see Shooting to Win have a gallop over 1,000 metres if the track's okay.
Yeah, he'll go around hopefully, and look, it's just another part of his training, get into the races again. He's a very gross colt, does very well at home, and they're doing good to go down there and have a shake and a sweat and get all that nervous energy out of him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking for my notes here after chatting with you. That is at the Hobartville you're looking at?
Yeah, look, that's pretty much earmarked first up for him, so yeah. He's going to have another trial again after he gallops there tomorrow, so then we'll see what happens.
Okay. And, mate, the other one that I keep getting asked on Twitter is the two-year-old Paceman. How's that youngster going?
Yeah, he's super. He done pretty much his main work this far in on Thursday morning, and Huey Bowman rode him. He gave him a fantastic feel. He really likes the horse, and what he did was effortless. And, you know, he's still got to improve. You know, he's just won one race at the moment, but he needs to build on that, and hopefully we can see that when he steps out.
When do you think that'll be, mate?
Silver Slipper,
yep, okay. Good on you, Paul. Good luck tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you. We're about to go to Nevesh and get the latest on the track. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Paul Snowden, joining us there. Nevesh Ramdani does join us. Nevesh, good morning. What's the rating as we speak?
Good morning to you, Andrew. It is a good four as we speak.
Okay. Now, Paul just saying there that he's going to keep an eye on the weather. What's the forecast telling us in the next 24 hours or so?
Look, although it's overcast at the moment, there's some grey skies, but I don't think it's going to rain. The forecast is for 50% chance of less than 1 mil, which essentially is not much really. It's going to be nice and warm, 29 today, 29 tomorrow, minimum chance of rain there as well. So I think we'll be fine ahead of tomorrow. I don't think we're going to get any rain in the next 24 hours.
All right, nothing significant anyway. So a good four, and the rail goes out to 8 metres, given this is the third straight Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. Out to 8, fresh going. It's really great. The track's nice and even. We irrigated it 4 mils yesterday, and that brings our total to 18 for the week. We also had that storms early in the week on Monday night and Tuesday night, and there was 18.8 in that. So total sort of moisture for the week's 36.8. So there's a good amount of moisture, a magnificent cushion of grass. It's going to be a great day for racing tomorrow.
Good four at Randwick. Thanks, Nevesh. We'll get the latest tomorrow morning just after 6:30.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Nevesh Ramdani, track manager. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Good morning to you. Looking forward to this. It's Villiers Pie Australia Day Cup meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew, and good morning, and good morning to all the punters out there. A busy few days again for Sydney Racing, and what a bumper day we've got for ATC members and all families out at Royal Randwick on Saturday for Billy's Pies Australia Day Cup meeting. There's a heap of free entertainment with the school holidays finishing then. It's a great chance for mums, dads, grandparents, brothers, sisters, anyone to bring the kids out. There's a free jumping castle, pony rides, face painting, airbrush tattoos, arts and crafts stalls. I could go on and on. There's so much entertainment there, but it's on the octagonal lawn pretty much just after midday, all through the afternoon. Great chance for families and parents to get out there and really enjoy a stack of free entertainment. And for ATC members, what an opportunity this is. A $14,000 cash prize. All you have to do is be on course. If your number's drawn out at 2:30 p.m. and announced over the PA system, there you go, $14,000. So that'd pretty much kick off a pretty big weekend, I would say. Benz, we're urging all members to get out there and have a chance to win this. The summer series of savings is finishing pretty shortly, so go to theraces.com.au, see the Super Saver tickets, $45 of value for just $20, and you get a race book, a Villies pie, entry to the race course, standard drink voucher, another free entry ticket to a Saturday race meeting in the next few weeks. So, as I say, a stack of free entertainment and opportunities for people to get out, enjoy the racing, enjoy the great value for money. And just lastly, for those that really love their horses, four big Group 1 winners will be galloping exhibition gallops. Hallowed Crown, Diamond Drill, Hampton Court, and, of course, Shooting to Win, all on the track on Saturday. So people who love their horses, get out there and enjoy it all.
Yeah, a couple of those. Hallowed Crown and The Peak after race one, after the third, Diamond Drill and Hampton Court. And as we mentioned with Paul Snowden, Shooting to Win gallop after race four. So be on track for all of that. And then, of course, on Monday, we race at Canterbury Park. That is Australia Day. But tomorrow, we're at Randwick, the Villies Pies Australia Day Cup meeting. And if you're a member, you need to be there to have a chance of winning $14,000. Thanks very much, Brett. We'll chat over the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to everybody.
Brett Devine joining us there. Let's go to Melbourne now. Warren Huntley is joining us. Flemington Clocker. He's been there this morning to see some crucial jump outs as these good autumn horses come back after the spring. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, you take us through them. I've got a list here, but whether they went around, I'm a bit unsure. But Toy Deeney, I note, was down to trial in trial one this morning.
Yeah, he was, and he did go around. It was one of his, I think it's his first jump out this preparation, and more often than not, the Hawks horses in their jump outs aren't really asked to do a great deal, and he had a nice hit out this morning, but wasn't in the first three or four, just was in the bunch behind them, and it was a nice trial, and he certainly looked like coming back through the past the box where Dwayne Dunn brought him back. He certainly looked like another jump out had certainly helped bring him on. He's not wound up by any stretch of the imagination, but trialled quite nicely. Interesting runner in that trial was a horse called Malaguera, Andrew, formerly with Wes Hunter, and was contested the Blue Diamond series and went on to run in the size, I think, the last time we saw him.
Yep.
Now with Team Friedman, and he trialled really well. He caught my eye a bit, Malaguera, now with the Friedmans, formerly with Wes Hunter, but certainly Toy Deeney would have done everything that he was asked to do in his first jump out, getting ready to head back to the races. Second jump out is a really exciting horse here, Andrew. She's very lightly raced, and she was close up in the heat without actually winning it. But for Team Corson's, a Shamadale filly called Vezelay that's only been to the races once and created a huge impression. She's got a little bit of commanding jewel about her, I think, and owned in similar connections, and she's a really exciting filly, and love the way she trialled this morning. Damien Oliver was there to trial her, and I think she's a very high-class filly. She only had one start and won a maiden, but I think she's destined to rise to a very high level.
All right, Vezelay. The others that were in there, Bondiga and a couple for David Hayes that he told us about a couple of days ago, a Fleet Esprit and Girl Guy, they just bowled around probably in their first ones.
Yeah, they did. They were just behind those place getters. Bondiga, he's a really neat horse, Bondiga. He hasn't bulked up to the point where he's got a lot to trim down. He's a very athletic type of horse, quite neat. Had a nice bowl around in behind them too. James Winks rode him. And look, I think if anybody's looking towards Bondiga for the futures markets for things like AJC derbies, etc., he certainly looked terrific. And I think he's a genuine high-class stayer. Jenny O'Brien's normal operation is for them to have another hit out maybe in a couple of weeks, and it will be a more serious hit out, and he's not an 800 metre type jump out horse anyway, but he certainly looks like he's in good order, and he wasn't tailed off, but he just was in there amongst them.
Now later on, I see in trial four Entirely Platinum and another one of Hayes Dabernick, her fillies that could end up in Dubai racing off what David said earlier in the week. Tour Team were expected to go around.
Yeah, she trialled Tortine, our Entirely Platinum trialled too, and you know, similar to, I suppose you'd say, the Toy Deeney trial, where he just was in amongst them and had a nice hit out. But Tortine showed her customary speed, led her trial, and was never headed. Wasn't sizzling time for the sessions this morning, but it was still competitive time and comparable time to the others, but certainly not the quickest heat of the morning. But she just controlled her heat from the front and ran along very nicely to win her heat. So I think there's a few of them, Schaff and Tortine, we might see a few of them heading over to Dubai, and it'll be interesting to see how they run. But Tortine was terrific. Just, we skipped over one there, Andrew, in heat three, a two-year-old of Danny O'Brien's prompt return that we saw in the Magic Millions race at Ballarat in the reverse direction after a really good win down the straight. I thought he trialled really well this morning. He was in behind in a fairly quick heat and just sat behind the speed, but then pulled out and went across the line with the with a couple of Hayes horses that were up on the speed. But gee, he trialled well. He's a big raw talent prompt return, and I thought he trialled really well this morning.
Well, it sounds like of the ones that you've seen there this morning, that Vezelay for Team Causton's and that one there, prompt return for Danny O'Brien, are probably two that our listeners should be jotting down and remembering.
Absolutely, and there was another two-year-old trial later in the heat, and I think you put out something on social media yesterday, Andrew, about a Gay Waterhouse-trained horse called Brooklyn,
yep,
who may head towards the Blue Diamond, and Michelle Payne trialled her in the Sedgenhoe colours and trialled really well, Brooklyn, Michelle Payne trialled it, and went to the line with a Hayes horse called Keen Array, and that was one of the quicker trials of the morning, and they were two-year-olds in that trial, so I thought both Brooklyn and Keen Array would have pleased their connections the way they trialled this morning, particularly considering they were two-year-olds and they ran time probably quicker than virtually every other trial of the morning.
Okay, well, that's good stuff with the Blue Diamond preludes, I think, expected for Brooklyn in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for that information, Warren. It's good stuff heading in towards the Melbourne Autumn with the Blue Diamond previews coming up on Monday. There'll be a lot of interest in the carnival there. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure, Andrew.
Warren Huntley, who spotted those horses this morning. So Vezelay, Prompt Return, and Brooklyn and Keen Array come out of the jump outs. You can watch those later in the day on the Flemington webpage if you go to Google and go to Flemington TV. Darren Weir is joining us now. Morning, Weary.
Hi, Andrew.
Very well indeed. Stable ticking over with, I guess, the good horses sort of starting to progress in their work, whether they're at Ballarat or down at Warrnambool.
Yeah, starting to get a bit more into their preparations, Andrew. So starting to gallop a few more of them, and they'll have a trial in a week or two.
I won't go through them all, mate, but look, you've got a nice team that they need to take the step again. Prince of Penzance, Sign Off, Trust in a Gust, Lucky Hustler. They're a good mix of horses for you, Darren.
Yeah, they are. Three of those four are in work, Andrew. Obviously, Prince of Penzance had to have a chip taken out of a fetlock after the spring, so he's not in work yet. But the other three are in and progressing and coming along well.
When do you think they'll, you mentioned that they're in pace work now. They're still a little way off. Are you looking at sort of Melbourne or are you looking at Sydney or Brisbane?
Probably we're a little bit behind for Melbourne, but we're still hopeful we might get there. So, they'll have a jump out in 10 days to 2 weeks, I guess, and yep, Work it out from there.
Okay. Dan Dino, we spoke last week with Darren Dance. He's just progressing well, coming back from an injury.
Yeah, he's just on a rehab program, Andrew. The vets are happy with the way the leg's improving, so that's a positive for us, but it's a real long road back, and it'll be, if he comes back, it'll be in the spring. They need the 12 months to do the rehab and get back to racing, so we'll know later on in the year, I guess.
In the year, yeah, for sure. The other one, mate, Puissance de Lune, I'm hoping you can get him back for the sake of the owners and things, mate, after you've been pretty patient. How's he travelling?
Yeah, he's good. He's the same as those other three horses. He'll have a jump out in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
and then we'll know where we're at. But touch wood, so far he's very sound and well, and hopefully at some stage later in the preparation we can get a track with a little bit of give in it for him to produce his best, I guess.
Well, that's a concern in the summertime, isn't it? You'd like to find a track with a bit of rain in it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key to that horse. Yeah. Obviously, we'll never see the best of him, but if we can get a bit of cut in the ground, I'm sure he'll run pretty well.
Mate, tomorrow you've got some genuine chances with horses that are in really good form at Moonee Valley. Priority Roads coming off a good, strong win at Moonee Valley at its last time. Gee, I like the way it finished off.
Yeah, he's coming along well, Andrew. He's up in class again a little bit. He's got a very tricky draw. I think he's drawn in about 12, so... Well, yeah. He's not the easiest horse to ride, so, he's in good order, but sort of hoping that he can get a good run, but not sure what's going to happen from Barrier 12.
The other one that's on the rise is Ginger Boy. I mean, it's come out of provincial or country form and gone bang-bang at Moonee Valley and Flemington, and tomorrow you've taken that claim again for Jordan Childs.
Yeah, the claim's important, and he's up in the way, so he's got 16.5 or something, so he needs the claim, and Geordie seems to ride him well. Unfortunately, he's had a little bit of time between runs, just had a sore heel. Major. He didn't miss any work, but he obviously missed a couple of gallops. But he was very fit and well anyway, so I don't think it'll matter.
Okay, that's Ginger Boy. Later on, Profit Share has drawn awkward here from the 1500 down the side of the track there. You don't get a long run there to the first turn.
No, you don't, Andrew. But I think we'll ride him a bit quieter. We sort of last start, although we dropped back to 1200, probably wasn't ideal, but we rode him to win the race, put him in the box seat, and I thought he was very plain late, just whacked away to the line. So from the tricky draw, I guess, and up in trip a little bit, we'll probably ride him a little bit quieter and see if he can hit the line, but he'd want to improve on his last start.
Yeah, okay. Last couple for you. Scarlet Billows has drawn a nice barrier, and you've got a couple there in the last, Spartan Warrior and Clever Dude, who's first up tomorrow.
Yeah, those two horses would need the runs. Spartan Warrior's running okay, but he's still on the way up, and Clever Dude would definitely need the run. He's a big gross horse, but, you know, he'll finish off all right. But I think Scarlet Billows is a great each-way chance. Her runs have been good. She just got exposed a little bit early down the straight. If that hadn't happened, I'm sure she would have been right in the finish,
yep.
Although she didn't get beaten far. From a good draw, she should get a lovely run, and yeah, I think she's a great each-way chance.
All right, that's Scarlet Billows there. That's race 8, number 7 at Moonee Valley tomorrow. Track there at the moment is a soft 5, penetrometer 4.79, but they have done a fair bit of watering in the last few days with some warm stuff. Darren, thanks for joining us. I should have looked, and I hesitate now. Have you got a winner at Hamilton?
Oh, camarada, get you
can. Oh, hang on a sec. You're putting up $1.20, Pop, are you?
I don't know whether I'd take $1.20 with that horse, but anyway, it looks a suitable race, but I don't know, he's probably the best rural hunters trial pretty well, so he'd be some sort of chance too, but yeah, I don't think I'd take the $1.20 somehow.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a word of warning. You think it'll be winning, but it's a bit tight to be taking $1.20.
I reckon.
Okay, all right, well, good luck.
No worries, thanks.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Weir joining us there. Let's talk breeding now with Angus Rowland from Sky Racing's Bred to Win program. Angus, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. God, it's good to be back on Racing
HQ.
Yes,
good to be back. We put you into another program, but you went off. You said, no, hang on, what's going on here?
Hang on.
I need to be in the A1 show. Don't worry about the 10:30 time slot.
Well, the problem is it actually directly clashes with Bred to Win at 10:30, so you can't do two things at once.
No, exactly. Well, let's get stuck into it here, mate. The breeding news. What have we got first up?
Well, let's start. We've got a couple of first-season sires. Their two-year-olds doing particularly well, and we'll start with the first winner for Lopita Vega, the son of Shamadal, that did the Shamadal double of the French 2000 Guineas and the French Derby. He stood at Patnak Farm down here. Next spring is a little bit up in the air given the travails of Patnak Farm over the last little bit, but his first winner got up at Seymour yesterday, Snoopy, a half to Thump. The most expensive yearling by Lopita Vega from his first crop, $180,000 for Hawks Racing. And Max Whitby and Neil Werrett are the owners. They have sort of a weird amalgamation of their two colours. They've got the green, but they've kept Max's epaulettes and cap and Neil's yellow star and armbands.
Mm.
But he ran. He's very much like Shamadal in action, Snoopy. And Lopita Vega's only had two starters in Oz, and this is his first winner. He had 25 first crop winners in Europe last year, headed by the champion two-year-old of Europe, Bellardo, which won the Group 1 Dewhurst Stakes. So he's the first season sire we're discussing. The other one, I heard Warren Huntley talking about Prompt Return.
Mm.
His sire, Beneteau, has got his fifth winner yesterday at Wyong when Lady Zhivago trotted up over 1,000 metres. This one only cost $14,000, the English Classic Winter Book, having been sold as a yearling for $20,000. So poor old Luskin Park actually made a loss on Lady Zhivago, but she's opened her account very early. Well-bred from the family of Snippets and Not a Single Doubt, that Easy Date family. And as I said, that's Beneteau's fifth winner. So he's currently leading the first season sires by winners and earnings, thanks to Prompt Return's Maribyrnong Plate.
And sadly is no longer with us. It is amazing, isn't it, when we tragically lose horses so early. The Camelot first foals have started to arrive in Europe.
Yes, viewers of the Best of Bred to Win will have caught Camelot last week, our feature on him from last spring, and his first foals have arrived in Europe. He's had a filly and a colt. The colt is out of a mare called Moorabai. It was half to David Livingston. This is actually the family of the late High Chaparral, so you'd think being by an English Derby winner and from that family, it's sort of bred to be get the classic distances. And his first foal was actually a filly out of a mare called Apparel. She's a Cape Cross half-sister to Eclipse winner Mount Nelson. So he's got good mares. They're starting to arrive on the ground. He's as fertile as can be. And look, it's a good sign for breeders that sent mares to him last spring in Australia. We'll see his first foals here in the spring.
Yep, we can't wait for those because there's just so many first season sires, and we're going to have another group of those coming up later on this year. What's on the best of bred to win this weekend?
This weekend we're featuring Sons of the Ill-Fated Northern Meteor. We've got a feature on Zoo Star, the Golden Rose and Coolmore winner, a really star sprinter, a lot like his sire Northern Meteor and like his sire standing at Widden Stud. We've also got a feature on Eurozone, the Stan Fox winner, and he stands at Newgate Farm. And while I think of it, not on the best of bred to win, but we should mention that Karaka kicks off on yes. Monday for two big days for the Premier Sale and the last of those Zabils, those two yearlings going through at the end of an era, really.
Yep, it will be. And Sir Patrick Hogan, who joined us yesterday, is even at this early stage with that last Zabil going through on Monday, you could hear it in his voice, very emotional about what could happen on Monday. The best of bred to win right over the weekend on Sky Racing. Angus, thanks for your time. We'll chat again next Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Angus Rowland there from Sky Racing's Bred to Win. And yes, after 10:30 this morning with Sean Cosgrove, we look towards tomorrow's racing. Simon Dinopoulos with his early fancies, Handicapper's Corner, and International Racing with Andrew Lejeune.